On this Veterans Day, let's report on a different way to express the stories of war. We start with a social media site. It's called BaseTrack. A journalist in Afghanistan started that site, and troops used it to exchange photos and messages with their families. The material on that site has now inspired BaseTrack Live. That is a stage show interpreted by a composer from Juilliard, a combat vet turned actor, a string section, and a DJ. The show is touring the East Coast this month. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
BaseTrack Live starts like a video documentary.
My name is Sergeant Logan Fromey.
Strings, a horn, and percussion take cues from what the Marines are saying. Their tales from patrols in Afghanistan morph into hip-hop. Scenes from Afghanistan are on video. On stage is an actor playing the part of AJ Shubai, a Marine in Afghanistan. The actor is live on stage. An actress plays his wife back home live via Skype to the theater.
It's out of his control. It's all I can keep reminding myself.
The story climaxes with Shubai in a firefight, with his wife giving birth to their daughter alone back home.
So I called, asked permission to end the mission. They said, no, stay put.
AJ's supposed to be here.
I looked at all my boys, and they're all just looking at me, and I'm like, get ready.
Boom, 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 boom. And everything just opens up.
Shubai comes home after getting wounded and has trouble readjusting. Post-traumatic stress rips his marriage apart.
Believe it or not, my story is actually pretty common amongst service members who've, you know, deployed.
That's the real-life Marine, AJ Shubai. He says it wasn't an easy choice to let his story be told.
I was really hurting at the time, and at first, you know, I didn't, like, want to share because, you know, it doesn't exactly show me in my best light, but, you know, if I could, like, just show a couple people who are hurting, you can make it out, then I'm extremely happy I did it.
But most of the audience for BaseTrack Live won't be veterans. It'll be people who want to know about their experience. The show's creators say they don't want people to pity these vets or think they're all heroes. Just ordinary people changed by war. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.